Tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm that cried for you.
24-22, the final. The Packers emerge with a victory over the Houston Texans. A last-second field goal. I guess you could call it a walk-off for Brandon McManus. 45 yards, sending the Packers to victory here. They've won three straight games. They'll take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Road contest coming up here in Week 8 on the road in Jacksonville. It's up on our Twitter feed at ESPN Milwaukee. The Packers wouldn't have won Sunday's game against Houston without... And it's up to you to decide here. Jordan Love, Jeff Hafley, Daniel Whelan, Brandon McManus. You can write in your own vote. It's kind of a fancy way of saying who's the MVP of yesterday's game, a question that we'd like to ask, too. Jason Wilde. Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon here on ESPN Wisconsin. Hello, Wilde.
Eric Wilson.
Eric Wilson. Great write-in. Tell me why.
Wilson! Well, I don't know if they wouldn't have won without him, but he was obviously a pretty key piece for them. Going in after, I mean, he's a starter in the base, which obviously they don't play a ton of. But for him to move to Mike linebacker after Quay Walker left the game with a concussion, and I mean, the guy had two sacks, he had four total tackles for loss, he had a big stop breaking up a pass on another third down to force a punt. I mean, he was one of the best players on the field yesterday, and in a defensive effort that got Jeff Hafley the game ball, he was a pretty big piece of that.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I just thought that, and that Daniel Whelan, and we talked a little bit about him.
Wait, now you're not agreeing.
No, we're not.
Yeah. This is what happens. You think that you guys are always agreeing. Gary says he agrees, but he really disagrees.
Jason's probably going to agree with me on this. I'm going to get him to change his mind. I think what he was able to do to be probably the most consistent player throughout the game from a punting standpoint, and then you go back and look at the hold. I mean, that hold was absolutely incredible. It was always on the ground, and he got it up off his leg and got it to where it needs to be in order for McManus to make that game-winning field goal.
Yeah, I just didn't say Whelan because Greg had already mentioned him as one of the options. We actually do agree. I just tried to go off the board with an answer because the fact that he got that snap down and placed, that was one of those, and look, I asked LaFleur about it today a little bit too. Like, he always talks about doing your 1-11th, and it takes all 11 guys. But those two guys you can actually link together because Eric Wilson is a special teams guy who doesn't play a whole heck of a lot on defense. They drafted a bunch of young linebackers, and he has still fended them off for playing time on defense. And then when he was needed, he delivered. And Daniel Whelan is a punter. I mean, when you're putting together your list of most important players in a game, the punter, not usually real high on the list, but between the way he flipped the field for them with the kicking of the football and with the way he got the ball down for the kicking by Brandon McManus on the game winner, he definitely deserves to be in the conversation.
You know, and what impressed me, too, about this is there you've got a veteran kicker who has, you know, worked with Daniel Whelan for, I don't even know if you could say, a period of hours since arriving in Green Bay. So it's a very new situation for everybody involved there. But he's also not fazed by a botched snap, a snap that just, it's not right. Timing is a little bit off. And what I spoke to Gary about in our first segment, I've talked to Mason about this so many times. He said, you just got to trust yourself. You got to trust your process. Do what you always do. That is so much easier said than done, Jason, when you see the snap going at somebody's knee instead of to their hands, right in the bread and butter spot for you to execute your kick on time.
Yeah, I mean, look, they brought in Brandon McManus to make kicks like that, right? That was the whole reason for making the switch. But and this is what LaFleur talks about all the time. He was talking about this regarding one of Jordan Love's interceptions when he was talking to us today about basically Zach Tom got beat by Danielle Hunter on a pass rush on one of those interceptions, the one that he sailed. And, you know, without completely absolving Jordan of it, he basically said, look, if he's not pressured, he's not falling off as he throws that ball, and maybe he doesn't sail it. Well, if Daniel Whelan doesn't get that ball down, we never know if Brandon McManus can come through in the clutch there or not. Or let's say it's the same scenario and it's with Braden Narveson, and Braden Narveson panics a little bit, like you were saying about you know, how important that operation is for a guy like Mason Crosby, who's done it forever. So, again, you know, you don't win. Gary knows that this is the ultimate team game, and we focus so much on Love and Wicks and Reed and all the Playtone Galaxy stars that they have on offense. But the bottom line is those other guys have to do those little pieces to allow you to win a game like they did on Sunday.
You're absolutely right. Then I like to move into the defensive side of football. I just thought we haven't seen really anything like this. No turnovers, but it felt like the defense also kept them in the game when the offense was struggling, especially on that first interception where they came down and only allowed a field goal. They played much different to me in this game than the previous games that they played defensively.
Yeah, but and look, in fairness to them, like, that was one of two instances where the Texans got the ball, obviously, deep in Packers territory. I mean, they got the ball at the 11, also on the muff. Well, I guess it wasn't technically a muff. It was never really touched by Keyshawn Nixon. But where Keyshawn Nixon loses the punt in the sky, not in the sun, because he wasn't facing the sun, loses it in the sky, doesn't make the Peter call to tell everyone to get away from it, and it hits Corey Ballantyne. They recover at the 11, and two plays later, you know, Mixon goes in for the touchdown run. So there's 10 points right there that came off of those two turnovers. And then I believe, wasn't the other touchdown off of the other interception that Love threw? Didn't they turn that into a touchdown too?
Yeah, 16 points, three turnovers.
Yeah.
Correct.
So that, to me, you know, that further underscores how good of a game that defense played, that really the only way that the Texans were scoring yesterday was with the help of a turnover.
ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wilde joining us here. So you look ahead here now to the Jacksonville Jaguars. You've won three straight games. Road game coming up. Hot condition. Team's not very good, right? Is this team sort of hitting its stride, Jason? Is that too broad of a question to ask? It feels like they've definitely moved in the right direction here, and Jordan Love has sort of settled in a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think it's premature. I mean, look, this is obviously a very winnable game that they have on Sunday in Jacksonville. That does not appear to be a very good team. But, again, these are measuring stick games. And what they did yesterday, you can't just look at it and go, oh, well, the Texans aren't as good as advertised. No, I think the Texans are legit. I think their defense just played really well and got the job done on a day where your offense was not on the top of its game. I mean, the stat, and I was a little bit ridiculed at the end of the press conference today for sharing this with LaFleur, but the stat, since 2000, the teams that have lost the turnover battle by three or more have a record of 90 wins, 1,161 losses, and three ties. So that's
wow.
About 7% of the time that you can win a game when you lose the turnover battle by three. And the fact that they managed to win the game in spite of that, you know, I think that tells you that, you know, this is the kind of team that can win even when it doesn't have its A game. As long as one side of the ball has its A game, they're able to get away with it.
And that's against a first-place team, too.
Absolutely.
Which I'm sure would take that stat, Jason, to make it even more incredible to hear. Jason Wilde covers the Packers like no other here. ESPN Wisconsin's Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon. We appreciate it, Wilde. We'll check in again next week.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.